Welcome to episode 256 of After the Credits. I am your co-host, Brianne Dunes, joined today by fellow co-host
Colleen.
And no Dale.
No Dale.
We're doing this backwards today.
Yeah, I know. Usually I'm the deadbeat who's not around.
You're not a deadbeat.
Sure.
It's called You're Busy.
I'm so tired.
And you work a lot.
Plumbing is hard.
Plumbing is hard, man, especially in the weather we've been having.
Actually, that was the nice part.
Oh, really?
Because then you had pretty snow coming down while you're working, and all the guys who live out in Abbotsford, Chilliwack are like freaking out because they don't think they're going to get home, and you're like, oh, sucks to be you. I live in Tri-Cities.
Oh, I'm assuming that you've been working downtown then.
Oh, yeah. I've been working in Vancouver for the last year and a half, so...
Nice.
River District. It's the new hip place to be.
Nice.
Or at least that's the marketing on the billboards.
Is it working? They're selling pretty good.
I don't know who's buying them because they're like retailing for $1 billion
each.
Oh,
I know.
So.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
All right, but let's not talk about Vancouver real estate, which is not what we're here to talk about.
Okay, then.
Because there are a shit ton of movies that open in March.
Especially in the first week, apparently. They've front-ended the load.
No kidding,
yeah.
Right? I guess nothing wants to open with Captain Marvel.
I was thinking, yeah, I can see that's the one week you don't want to basically load up.
But... Yeah, because I guess something will open, and then Captain Marvel is going to open, and it's going to... take that weekend and the weekend after and probably the weekend after.
Don't you know that like all the hardcore Marvel heads have already seen it,
yeah,
even though it hasn't been released yet, and they panned it?
Really?
Oh, there's a lot of like
I haven't
fanboys that are, you know, misogynist a-holes. This doesn't have a man in it, so screw that.
Oh my god, yeah. I didn't know
everything about this is wrong. Ooh. This is like females Goldbusters all over again. Goldbusters? I'd watch that.
Well, was it Kate McKinnon that made some comment about the upcoming Ghostbusters movie?
I haven't heard.
Yeah, Dan was telling me that. Yeah, she was not that she wasn't that she was unhappy, but I guess there was some comment about what happened to our sequel. Just saying, I'd watch the sequel.
I like the
me too.
Modern.
Yeah, the Lady Ghostbusters.
Lady
bring
Ghostbusters.
It on. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's talk movies since there's so much to talk about.
All right.
Opening March the 1st. I know that you're going to want to see this. Amadea Family Funeral.
I am such a hardcore Tyler Perry fan. Yeah. How this even got a sequel the first time is beyond me. So like sequel 37, I don't know. I guess they're cheap to make.
Yeah.
They film over a weekend and make like 30 million. So.
Yeah. I mean, they're making money. People are watching them. They're really not for me. I never really cared for the character anyways, but
no.
Go Tyler Perry.
Exactly.
Also on the first, I am actually looking forward to seeing this one, Greta.
This one looks crazy.
Right? So directed by Neil Jordan, starring Isabelle Huppert and Chloe Grace Moretz. And Isabelle Huppert plays this like lonely widower who, you know, leaves her bag on the train. Chloe Grace Moretz is this nice young woman who decides to return it. Their friendship gets ugly. It's like single white female with an old lady and a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm digging it.
It looks super creepy. Like, and the first thing that I thought when the bag was on the train going is like, first off, don't touch that bag.
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
But it's so pretty.
Like, nothing good can happen from good Samaritanism from being on a train. I'm just saying. Like, just leave it for train professionals.
She should have left it on the train.
Exactly. And I'm wondering how many times she left her bag on the train and someone just walked away with it, checked for money, and then tossed it in the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, she seems like she leaves a lot of bags on the train.
Exactly.
Also on the first, Styx. Okay, so not really sure what's going on here, but it looks really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Woman on a boat, on a trip,
yeah,
on her own,
yeah,
stumbles into a boat of, I'm guessing, refugees?
I'm thinking, yeah, like, but I'm not sure, like, is it based in the Mediterranean or is it based in the Caribbean?
I'm not sure.
I thought they said St. Helena, which isn't that in the Caribbean? I got confused at that point. And then, but yeah, it looks like you don't want to go near this boat because it's something occupied by a whole bunch of people. Yeah.
But they're dying.
My only complaint about this was at first I thought, cool, it's a documentary about the band Styx.
Okay, that was my first.
I know. I was all excited. I was like, let's see this. This is right up there with Def Leppard. Like, I'm going to get rocked down here. Anyway, this I kept for about the first about 5 seconds going, it's a weird lead into a Styx documentary.
Yeah, you and I had the exact same thought then. Hilarious. Also on the first, Christian Pintzold's Transit, director of Phoenix and Barbara. And I have a feeling we've talked about this one before. I don't know if you were on the show when we did or if it was just Dale, but it's the story of this Jewish guy who escapes Germany, goes to France on a fake passport, and then meets the woman of the guy that he's the wife of the guy that he's impersonating,
yeah.
And then all sorts of things go sideways, obviously. But I really like the trailer doesn't really do anything for me, but I really like the director,
yeah.
And I've liked a lot of the movies he's made, so that's pretty much my selling point.
It looked interesting. Outside the fighting in a world war, it's just outside of it, so this is like the early. The wall isn't up yet between Germany and East Germany, and it looked interesting. I'd watch that.
Also on the first, St. Judy, Sean Hannish directs Michelle Monaghan in the real-life story of immigration lawyer Judy Wood.
I have no interest in this at all. Like, good for her. I support her good works, but I just don't want to see a biopic, a fictional retelling, whatever, of an immigration lawyer. I just don't.
I actually have seen this. It's not the greatest. It's very just serviceable. But Michelle Monaghan is quite good. Mm-hmm. And Common is in it.
There you go.
Sold right there. Common is in it.
Yeah. Anyone with just one name is worth watching.
Well, he's pretty great. And actually, the song for the movie is really good.
Okay.
Obviously, it's made by Common.
That's good.
If you didn't know that already, because usually there's music involved when Common is involved. Also on the first, Stray, gotta say, I'm kind of excited about this.
I don't know if I watched this one.
So it's really interesting. It's kind of like this supernatural / sci-fi thriller about this woman that turns up dead, but she's like frozen. It has a very interesting visual style. It almost looks like some of the images are just really striking. But it's basically just a supernatural thriller about this girl that has powers of some sort. She happens to be Asian. I think there might be some Asian history mixed into the batch.
Okay.
It just looks really, really, really cool. And it probably should, considering it's directed by Joel Sill, who is best known for making some very glossy looking music videos, especially for YouTube. He's done a lot of YouTube music videos.
All right.
This is his feature film debut. It looks like it could be great. I mean, I would definitely see this if it opened.
Okay.
Also on the first, Michael Winterbottom is back.
Hooray.
The Wedding Guest. This is one of two Dev Patel movies this month.
It's a good looking lead.
He is very handsome.
Yes.
He's very. For the record, for those that don't know, Lion is on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, prepare you to cry for days.
Okay.
Yeah, just saying. It's there. I'm like, what the hell is this movie about? I'm still not 100% sure, but Dev Patel is going to India to a wedding to kidnap the bride, but she's obviously in on it.
Yeah. Is it like a forced marriage and she needs to get out? And
yeah, I'm not sure.
White Charger Knights thing, maybe? I don't know.
Anything is possible. I think the trailer suggests that.
Oh, so exciting.
One that Dan really wants to see, Apollo 11.
How will it end? Will they land on the moon or will it be green screen from a remote location? No, I can't do this. No, sorry.
So this is a feature documentary on Apollo 11. And quite honestly, the only thing, it's all cobbled together from, it looks like, from our footage.
Yeah.
And the thing that I caught my attention and Dan went, ooh, previously unseen 70 millimeter footage.
Nice.
Yes.
So you can see all the techs basically attaching hoses to them in great agonizing detail.
Pretty much.
I'm fully on board.
Moving on to March 8th and the movie to end all movies, Captain Marvel. I know.
Actually, I have to, because I have a friend, Lee Aaron, who is massively a Captain Marvel fan, like huge.
You're going to see Captain Marvel?
I'm not.
Come on.
Well, you know, when it comes out to one of the streaming services, I'll watch it there, but I'm not going to the theater for this. I'm not a big superhero film person. I'm not a big theater person, apparently, anymore either.
But I don't blame you.
She's such a fan. She got her, the company Rubberside Down, which is a local motorcycle apparel company, to make her a leather jacket that basically is Carol Danvers' uniform kind of thing.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, it's freaking stellar.
Are there pictures of this?
I'm pretty sure I can get you one. Although hers, I think hers is black, red, and yellow because they didn't have the navy. But it looks pretty stellar.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay. Directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, this is by far their biggest budget movie of all time. them of Half Nelson and Sugar Fame. And Brie Larson as Captain Marvel. I mean, Dan was kind of on board from the get-go because she's a pilot.
Yeah.
And there are planes.
There is some footage.
And it's
kind of
set in the 80s.
Yeah.
And Dan's like,
Top
I'm
gun.
All in.
Top
yep,
Gun.
Pretty much. I'm like, female superhero, count me in.
Whoop, whoop.
My only concern is the same thing. It's like, is this going to have, like, how long is that? I didn't actually look. It's 2 hours long.
2 hours.
So I'm probably going to have to sit through a 40-minute action sequence, which I'm going to, like, want to tear my eyeballs out at, because they're always way too long.
Oh, there'll be two. One as her as a pilot, so there'll be a dogfight in her fighter
which
jet.
Which will be cool.
Which will be cool, don't get me wrong. I'm fully on board there. And then she'll have one with her superpowers and fighting stuff and super strength and her glowiness.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a good, like, visual spectacle, but they're just so long and they get so boring after a while.
Yeah.
Okay, fingers crossed that it's not one of those. Okay, and I have tickets to see it twice already, so this should better
okay.
be good. Also opening on the 8th, Gloria Bell. This is Sebastian Lelo's remake of his own film from 2013 called Gloria, starring Julianne Moore as a woman, a 50-some-odd-year-old woman who refines herself in the nightclub scene.
Yeah, no doubt. Who is the guy that she's paired up with?
I didn't actually look.
It's not Michael Cera and it's not Sean Austin.
Oh, it must be somebody that's not listed.
Yeah, you know, like, or am I thinking about another film?
You might be actually thinking of this one because I didn't watch the trailer that's attached here.
Okay.
I remember it from when it was making the festival rounds, so I didn't bother rewatching it.
Okay.
Mostly because I really like the original, and I realize Lalo is remaking his own movie, but I'm like,
oh, no I interest. Didn't realize it was, it's a yep. remake by the same guy. Oh.
By the same director of his own movie from like 5 years ago.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, more power to you, I guess.
Also opening on the 8th, guys, Vincent D'Onofrio is directing a movie. And it's not even his first.
Well, yeah, I have to get Ethan Hawke in there somehow.
Okay, so. Ethan Hawke is like ruling this trailer, and he is pretty much the only reason I will see this movie.
Yeah.
So it's called The Kid. And Ethan Hawke plays Sheriff Pat Garrett, who eventually takes down Billy the Kid, played by Dane DeHaan. And the story is not even about them. It's about some other kid that's traveling across the Western Front, I guess, in search of his sister who's been kidnapped by their evil uncle.
Wow, fan fiction. Okay.
Played by Chris Pratt in a killer beard.
Okay. Yeah,
and then they meet
the kid. Just by appearance wise, reminded me of like young
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very much so. That sort of wide eyed, cute. Like,
yes, well, even the hair.
Tiger Beat, man. Tiger Beat.
Totally.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke. You had me at Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
Pretty much at this point.
It happens.
Point. Yeah. Also opening on the 15th. Oh, moving on to the 15th. Sorry, we're into the next week already. The animated feature for the month, Wonder Park. The story of a young girl who goes to a theme park that has been, well, I guess she is imagining it. I don't really know how this works.
It's a cartoon, so it gets really vague. Like, wait.
Okay, don't worry about the science. Basically, she ends up at an abandoned theme park and turns it back on.
But is it in her backyard and no one's noticed that there's an abandoned... Yeah.
It's all in her mind.
It's very meta, and I was getting confused.
I do like that it stars a female character, so hooray there.
Hooray that, yeah.
And it looks cute.
And she's like a gadget builder, too.
She's a gadget builder. Bonus.
I fully endorse that.
Ditto. It looks like it could be fun.
But I probably will skip it because I think we all know my penchant for basically, oh, it's animated. I'm probably just going to walk away.
Well, you're going to watch 5 feet apart, so it doesn't matter. You're totally going to watch this. Come on. It's about lovers that can't come together because they're both sick. And if they come within 5 feet of each other, they're going to die.
Well, you know, this drama really works good for the tween set that like totally like romance, but like sex is off limits, you know, that kind of thing. Like it's innocent, but it's sexy, but it's innocent, but it's sexy.
And it has a built-in crowd favorite. I mean, Cole Sprouse of Riverdale. Jughead.
He is pretty.
Rules. He's pretty is the correct word there.
Pretty.
He's very pretty.
He's very pretty.
I'm actually a Hayley Lou Richardson fangirl, so I'll watch it.
I see.
I like her a lot. Yeah. It looks cute.
It does. Like I say, it looks innocent, but still sexy time.
Sexy time.
That's right.
Also opening on the 15th, The Mustang. Actually, this is from feature film debut of actress Laure de Clermont-Tonnerre. She's like a French actress turned director.
Kudos on a female director. No kudos for horses. Just saying.
Are you not into the horses?
I'm terrified of horses.
Oh, but come
on.
It
is literally my number one phobia.
Did I know this and did I like forget or did you never
say? At what point would we have come across the fact that
this is what
horses,
I'm thinking. I'm like, yeah. Have I forgotten something or have I learned something new about Colleen today?
It could very well be a new factoid for you, but yeah, I have been terrified of horses. They're just too big and evil and they want
I
to kill me.
I must remember this. All right.
Cows don't bother me. Llamas don't bother me. Camels don't bother me. Horses freak the crap out of me.
Because they're all like the same family, aren't they? Kind of.
Says you.
He's like, camels are not like anything else.
Bovine is not related to equine, and camelid is not related to equine.
Okay, sure. All right. So I did not mean to say it like that, but whatever. So The Mustang, starring Matthias Schoenaerts as a convict that rehabilitates himself through this program where they do therapy with horses. It looks beautiful and very emotionally powerful and the kind of thing that you want to shoot yourself after watching.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure it'll be lovely.
It's a feel-good hit of the year.
Totally. I really like Matthias Schoenaerts, though. So.
All right.
Also opening on the 15th, The Aftermath. Are you in?
I am absolutely in.
So this stars Keira Knightley and Jason Clarke are as a British husband and wife. He is a British military. It takes place post-World War II where the British are in
this
Germany.
Might be the film I was thinking about earlier.
It might be.
Yes.
So they've been given this house to live in while they're in Germany, and it happens to belong to, obviously, a German who is still there. Played by Alexander Skarsgård, and romance ensues.
Romance.
Forbidden romance.
Forbidden. Absolutely it is.
I'm in. All the way.
Excellent.
All the way in. I mean, this cast. And honestly, I'll watch anything with Keira Knightley.
Post-war? Yeah, I'm in.
Also on the 15th, Captive State. I gotta say, this is the one Dan is most excited for. He is so stoked for this. And I'm having a hard time really getting into it, even though I love the concept. Because Rupert Wyatt hasn't made the best movies. they haven't been good.
What? Dan,
it's about alien invasion, dude.
I know. Obviously, I know.
He's in.
Yeah.
So basically, the concept here is it takes place after an alien invasion. Yeah. And what side are you on? The alien side or the humans that are fighting back?
I admit, at the first glance, I was thinking, is this Blofeld? Blofeld? Is that right? The guy who did like. Oh, God. District 9.
Oh, yeah, Blomkamp.
Blomkamp.
Yeah, and Neil. Yeah,
Neil something.
It is not.
No.
But it stars John Goodman and Vera Farmiga, who I really like.
Yeah.
And I'm curious. It's about aliens.
I'd watch it on Netflix, man. I'd watch that.
Also on the 15th, Kim Nguyen's The Hummingbird Project. Okay, so the concept for this is hilarious. I think this was the opening or closing night film for VIFF. I can't remember which one. Nguyen is best known for directing the Oscar-nominated War Witch, which is actually really good. It's a movie I quite like. So the concept here is Jesse Eisenberg and an unrecognizable Alexander Skarsgård in a bald cap decide that in order to get like that millisecond advantage, they're traitors. And in order to get that millisecond advantage over everyone else, they're going to build the fastest fiber optic cable.
Straight line, no dips.
Exactly. Yeah. So that they can get like that tiny advantage over Selma Hayek.
Nice.
It looks ridiculous because it probably is.
Yeah.
I think it actually looks like it could be fun. Yep. And I'm kind of kicking myself that I skipped this at VIFF. I decided not to see it because I thought it'll open eventually. Yep. It looks like it'll be a lot of fun. But hey, I was right. It opened eventually.
There you go.
Also opening on the 15th, Ash is the Purest White.
Okay, what's with that title? That's incorrect. Ash? Ash by its nature is not white?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's gray.
And I don't. And maybe that has something to do with the title. Right.
Okay.
So this is from the director of A Touch of Sin, Zhangke Jia. It's basically a love story about these two people that are involved in some very violent lives over like a 15 or 16 year period. It's just a romance told over an extremely long period of time.
Oh, it's probably fine. I'm just ragey about the title.
The title is incorrect.
Yeah. Factually incorrect.
Factually incorrect. Yeah. I thought the trailer looked like it could be
interesting. Purest White.
Also on the 15th, Idris Elba goes behind the camera, way deep with Yardy.
Is this his first time behind the?
Yeah. Well, okay. It looked like he's directed some TV episodes, but this is his feature film debut.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's basically a 70s set. 70s and 80s story set in. Both Kingston, Jamaica, and the UK, and it's just about a guy.
Kid growing up kind of thing in Jamaica moves to UK. Will he be good? Will he be bad? Stay tuned.
He's going to be bad,
good.
According to the trailer.
Good.
Yeah. it looks like an interesting period piece. I'm not quite sure if I'm super interested, other than the fact it's directed by Idris Elba.
The shots in Jamaica, I thought were
amazing.
Very interesting. Yeah. Like that's not the parts of Jamaica we get to see in the glossy tourist ads. So.
Exactly. The stuff in the UK just looks like another typical gangster thriller.
Exactly.
Also on the 15th, Finding Steve McQueen from Ghost Rider and Daredevil director Mark Steven Johnson.
I miss this one.
Okay, and you missed a good one. I've actually seen this movie.
Have you?
It's really fucking good. So it's the real life story. Okay, this is hilarious. So it's the real life story of this gang of crooks who hate Richard Nixon. So they get a tip from Gotti that Nixon is hiding $30 million in like dirty cash in a bank vault somewhere in LA. So they fly there. They decided they're going to pull off this heist where they're going to steal the rip off the bank. So the story is actually told in flashback from one of the guys played by Travis Fimmel, who was obsessed with Steve McQueen.
Okay.
So he actually he rented cars in the name Steve McQueen. He rented houses under the name Steve McQueen. He made himself look like Steve McQueen. So the whole thing is told in flashback, but basically he is the only one that got away.
Okay.
So they pull off this bank heist. and they get caught because dishwashing machines were a new thing. So they cleaned the house that they stayed in while they were pulling off the heist, put all the dirty dishes in the dishwasher, and didn't realize they had to turn it on. So the cops that are investigating got their fingerprints from dirty dishes because they forgot to turn on the dishwasher.
Oh, no.
Because it was a relatively new invention. People didn't know.
Yeah.
If you never used one, you didn't know.
Yeah. Does it magically work?
Exactly. So it's really funny. William Fincher is amazing. And Travis Fimmel, who I've only ever seen on Vikings and who I've heard interviews with, and he always sounds way too chill and like he doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
I remember him saying at one point that his favorite part about Vikings was all the fighting because he hated learning lines. Like, okay, so he's not the brightest bulb, but dude, he's so good here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. He has the weirdest tics. Okay, this movie is way more fun than it should be.
Okay.
Stay tuned. I'm going to have an interview with the director towards the middle of the month.
Oh, nice.
It's really a lot of fun. I wasn't expecting much, and I was pleasantly surprised. Also, moving on to the 22nd. I'm in. I'm all in. I'm all in for us. All in for us. From the director of Get Out.
Is this going to be that much different than the film Strangers? I keep on going back to Strangers as my default in the genre.
Because Strangers is the best in that genre.
I know.
I mean, as far as I can remember, it's the one that I most enjoy out of the bunch. Not the remake, people, the original. I don't know if this is exactly the same because there's certainly like a supernatural thing going on here.
Okay.
That Strangers didn't have. So the idea here is that a family meets their doppelgangers, and the doppelgangers are all the bad things about them, and they're trying to fight off their doppelgangers.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept, and I mean, it does have a really amazing cast, and it's Jordan Peele, so we'll see.
All right.
Also on the 22nd, the other Dev Patel movie, this one is Hotel Mumbai, about the real life story of the Taj Hotel terrorist attack in Mumbai.
Again, good looking lead.
Very good looking lead. Also co-stars Armie Hammer. And it's basically about a group of people that are inside the hotel that I guess they led a bunch of people into the hotel to protect them from whatever is going on outside. And then two of the people that they bring in happen to be like terrorists because they've got a bunch of guns, you know, drama from there. I don't actually know anything about this attack. Like, I don't remember it. So I was kind of impressed. I thought, oh, well, that's interesting. I'd watch that. And also on the 22nd, Sunset. Oh, this is, I think for sure we've talked about this before. This is Laszlo Nims, Son of Saul director. This is his follow-up. It's about a young woman who grows up in World War I Budapest, and she's not following any rules.
Okay.
I thought it looked really interesting.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful filmmaker, so I'm kind of curious to check that one out.
Nice.
End of the month.
Hooray.
Are you going to watch Dumbo?
No, I am not.
No live action Dumbo for you?
No.
Is it because it's Dumbo or because it's Tim Burton?
Tim Burton doesn't scare me away, even though he has been doing like progressively less and less sort
interesting
of like
movies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The subject matter and the Disneyfication of it and the, I don't know, thanks.
I'm not sure, like, who the audience for this movie is.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Dumbo is sad as shit. Sad as fucking shit. And this trailer is so depressing.
Yeah.
Like, you watch this trailer and it's so, I mean, it's beautiful. Like, the design is gorgeous. But it's so sad. It's like the trailer is sad. This movie is going to be sad. Who is going to want to watch this?
The weight to ear flap ratio is completely it's completely wrong for flight. Like, you're not a flying squirrel that weighs like 3 ounces and can spread out and like fly. Now, it's not. Yeah.
Okay, but the science is not the thing.
The
that
science
bothers me.
Is not there. I just can't get behind it.
Yeah, and the science isn't the thing that bothers me. I am concerned about the fact that Burton hasn't been he's been more missed than hit over the last few years. And I mean, the story is just, that's what I can't get by. Like, I can't get over how sad Dumbo is and how depressing the trailer looks. And I'm like, why would I want to cry at a movie? Like, this is not what I go to the movies for, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be so, because sure. Sometimes I do want a good cry, but
yeah,
but I don't think I want a good cry like this.
For the good cry, you want to go for like an emotional, riveting film, not sort of like, oh, the Dumbo fell down and hurt himself and died.
It's the whole mommy thing. They take his mommy away.
Exactly.
I can't deal with that. And I would be curious. Lucky kid. No. I'd be curious to hear what parents tell their kids before or after going to Dumbo.
Well, it's just like, was it Bambi? Oh, look, your mom got murdered. Old Yeller got shot.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I remember Old Yeller in, it was at elementary school, was shown on, like, the movie day or something, once a month. Like
are they trying to traumatize all the children?
Yeah, and, like, everyone's crying and I'm laughing because everyone's crying.
Oh, of course you are.
Oh, yeah.
For the record, Colleen does have a heart, people.
I do, but I also have a lot of, what is it, Schadenfreude?
I love
everyone
it.
Everyone else is in pain.
Okay, so also on the 29th, Beach Bum.
Okay.
The Beach Bum.
Oh, God, no. I'm not on board the McConaughey train to begin with, but I have to say Snoop Dogg's in it. That's a plus.
Okay, so full admission. I got a message the other day that the Carpool Karaoke is free on Apple TV, and they had a clip of McConaughey and Snoop Dogg in a car together, and I'm like, this shit's happening. So last night, Dan and I watched Carpool Karaoke with Matthew McConaughey and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah?
And I swear to God, Matthew McConaughey is always high.
I am convinced
he is either high.
He is driving his Lincoln like fucking baked out of his fucking mind.
Or he's just like chill beyond comprehension. I've never seen anybody that chill, like ever.
I have a coworker who he almost died from like a 6-inch cast iron pipe falling to the ground because the idiot apprentice didn't bother tightening in the inserts. He just like hammered the inserts in without tightening the, so it came crashing down, like avoided death, and like he's like going, well, that was dumb. Like what? Not upset, like just wow. I almost die.
Yeah. So,
do you have a pulse?
I guess this comes to us from the director of Spring Breakers, Harmony Korine.
Again, kudos to the women directors, but
Not a woman.
No.
No. So Harmony? Far, Harmony Korine. Him is of it, Gumbo. Gumbo?
I don't even remember
what the name of that.
Never of bet.
Yeah, no, it's
that
a guy.
Name.
No, it's a guy.
Okay, well, I apologize.
Was it Trash Humpers? Was that the name of one of his movies? Yeah. Spring Breakers was by far my favorite of his movies, and now he's back with the Beach Bum. I don't know. It looks like it could be really funny. Snoop Dogg all the way.
Snoop Dogg.
I went to Snoop Dogg the other day.
Oh, did you?
I totally did.
Did you get him out of the building high?
Yeah, I did.
Just contact high.
I may have had some before going in, but it was a contact high too.
Just
was,
being in an enclosed space with all those Snoop Dogg fans, I can imagine you would not be able to not be high.
I'm telling you, it was like a revival of my 90s, my high school years. Warren G was on stage at one point. Bone Thugs and Harmony were on stage at one point. And I'm like, when Regulate came on, I'm like, this is like every high school dance in grade 11 ever.
I'm older than you.
It was insanity. Oh, dude. It was like, I think I texted Dan, it's 20-year-olds that think they're 40, 40-year-olds that think they're 20, and the rest of us just looking around going, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, you are all crazy. Do you never go out?
I remember high school dances, and the more I went to, the more angry I got that there was two songs that just irritated, like Stairway to Heaven is not a dancing song ever, and Every Breath You Take.
Oh, my favorite.
As a romantic slow dance with your girl. Is like, are you fucking nuts? Like, we're going, Stalker! Stalker song!
I love it. Yeah. Finishing off the month, Unplanned, the real life story of the youngest woman to run a Planned Parenthood clinic.
Okay, this one I wanted to burn down my house and my computer because I watched the trailer inside my house on my computer. I just wanted to burn everything to the ground.
Yeah, it looks very terrible. Like, the acting is just so stilted. Yeah. And it comes from the direct debut film from the directors that wrote God is Dead 1 and 2 and however many other sequels they've made since then. It's just very sort of over your head. No, let's not give it any more time than
that. Yeah, yeah.
That's the month.
I'm surprised Kirk Cameron wasn't in it.
Maybe he executive produced You Never. No. I didn't look that far. I just didn't. Moving on to local happenings. Colleen is about to have a good moment in a moment. At the Cinematheque, History of Film in BC. They've been doing screenings from January to April. People should see Colleen's face. It's hilarious. History of Film in BC. They've been doing screenings since January, running through to April. So they're showing a couple of BC produced and made films over the years. This month, they have a couple of films. I think there's four in total for the month. This month, a couple of the selections are Obuchan's Garden and Hardcore Logo.
Hardcore Logo. Hardcore Logo.
Okay, so there is a new documentary on Buster Keaton called The Great Buster from the great Peter Bogdanovich. It's playing March 7th to the 10th at the Cinematheque. And in conjunction with the screening of the documentary, they're also showing two classics. Two Keaton classics.
I love me Keaton. Buster? Buster Keaton? I was about to say, like,
Michael Keaton.
Not Michael Keaton so much, although I do like him. But no, Buster Keaton, man, one of my all-time faves.
Yeah, I thought you'd be excited about this. So they're showing The General, which is playing March 6th to the 9th, and then Steamboat Bill Jr. playing March 7th to the 10th.
Yeah.
She's got little hearts on the piece of paper.
I am drawing hearts all around these Buster Keaton films.
Also at the Cinematheque, a couple of Truffaut films, The 400 Blows and Jules and Jim. Also this month's the afternoon matinee kid-friendly movie, the title of which I can't remember what they call that series, but it's A Little Princess. This is Alfonso Cuarón's movie, playing March 17th. I think it's at 1 o'clock. I have a real soft spot for this movie.
Okay.
It was the book was the first I read in English, cover to cover, outside of school. Because I think the first one that I actually read was, I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. And the movie kind of, and I was never a big, because the book's been around forever. I was never a big fan of the movie until, this movie just kind of changed everything. It was amazing. It brought the book to life. It was the greatest thing ever.
Nice.
And it's lovely, and it plays really well. I saw it just a couple of years ago, and it still plays really well. So totally, highly recommend it. It's just stunning. And then to close off the month, the 24-hour movie marathon.
I've already bought my ticket.
Hey, I'll see you there. I got mine the other day.
We'll see how long I last. Last year was about 7 hours before I had to tap out.
You did pretty good.
Considering the first film was basically filmed in 1909 or something, and yes, it was all shaky cam and on
cameras. What was the first movie? Was it
Man with
the
Russian Man with the Camera.
Man with the Movie Camera, yeah, okay.
Which was really good, but like, okay, this is setting not the stage good for real bad for me.
Yeah, let's hope that the rest of it goes better. But yes, there will be coverage, probably not podcast style, but there will be some sort of coverage coming from the 24-hour movie marathon. Mr. Bill Harris is going to be joining us. It's going to be dope.
Nice. So, yeah. So when I when I leave early, as I have to, someone will be there with you. I think my friend Warren and possibly his girlfriend's going to be there too.
Oh, very cool. Yay. That's awesome. I'll finally get to meet him. Maybe.
He was there last time, too.
Did I meet him last time?
Possibly.
Oh, I don't remember. Yes. I'm really bad with names. I'm okay with
his
faces.
Girlfriend was like really worried. You're not looking well at all. I was like, I'm not feeling well.
Oh.
I'm tapping out.
It'll be okay. Think positive thoughts.
Oh, absolutely.
At the Van City Theater, no one is ready for this. Gaspar Noé's Climax, playing March 1st to the 3rd. It's also playing at the Real Theater for a couple of nights coming up. We'll mention it again.
Yeah.
But this movie is so good.
It is. Okay, because I'm watching the trailer for this. I was not sure what the hell I was looking at.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really, really, really good.
All right.
They kill children.
Kill children.
Or maybe I should clarify. They kill a child.
Kill child.
It's just like insanity. It's okay. Total insanity. It's like the greatest dance movie you will love.
Kill child dance movie. All right, I'm on board.
Rupert Brant, Collector, which we talked about last month. This is Millard Krizak's film, animated film, playing March 1st to the 13th. The Image Book, this is Jean-Luc Godard's new film, also playing March 1st to the 13th. Sadomasochism, Nina Paley's new animated feature. Super excited about this.
Super duper.
It's playing as part of Music Monday series, so it's only playing the one day, and that's March 4th at 8:30 p.m. I highly recommend you check it out. It's hilarious, and it has the best music. It's just so good. So, so good. And Birds of Passage, this is the new film from the team that brought us Embrace the Serpent, about the early, early, early years of cocaine harvesting, playing March 15th to the 21st. And then going over to the Real Theater, Lords of Chaos, which is like the heavy metal, dark goth metal movie, playing March 4th and 10th. And then Climax is playing March 4th, 5th, and 10th. Dinishka Esterhazy's Level 16, which is going to have a limited release in the U.S. on March 1st, and then it's going VOD same day, it's day and date, is playing one night theatrically at the Rio, March 17th at 7. My understanding is that there's a Canadian, like a wider Canadian release coming, so stay tuned for that. I really quite like this movie, so I highly recommend it.
Okay.
One to check out. And They're screening Alien at the beginning of the month as part of their Friday Midnight series, but they play Alien all the time, so I didn't think to mention it. But they're playing American Psycho on March the 22nd, 11:30. That movie kicks so much ass.
It is pretty fine.
So the other day, I walked in on my dad, who was watching TV, and they watch a Portuguese feed on their little box. And I guess they change the channel every once in a while. They watch this movie channel where they don't dub the movies. They actually do subtitles. So I walk in and I'm like, are you guys watching American Psycho? And my dad's like, I have no idea what this is. It just started.
What's it called in Portugal?
I have no idea, because they had it just in, it was halfway through the movie.
Americans are crazy.
No, it was 15 minutes in, and Chloe is running around, and I'm like, you might want to change the channel.
Yeah.
My dad's like, why? I'm like,
it's getting real.
This shit's about to get really, really, really bloody.
Yeah.
And only worse from there. So Chloe goes into the den, and she's watching her little computer, and the movie really goes into it. It's the first scene in his apartment. And yeah, my dad's like, oh wow, this is so not Chloe appropriate. I'm like, told you.
Yeah.
This movie is amazing. If you want to see a dad, I got a copy.
Yeah.
So yes, I did lend him my copy of American Psycho that has Portuguese subtitles.
Nice.
He really liked it because dad's got good taste.
Good.
Just saying. Yeah. I forgot to take note of it, but also screening at the Van City Theater, I think it's the second week, is the Vancouver... Hold on, let me get this straight. Women in Film and Television Vancouver, it's their festival, which is a combination of talks during the day and then screenings in the evening. So they will have a bunch of movies playing for that entire week. We'll link to it in the show notes. And one of the movies is actually a horror movie called Quinceañera, which looks really, really awesome. And it's playing March 9th at, I want to say it's 9:30 p.m. followed by a Q&A with, I believe it's the director. So I'm thinking I might make the trip downtown, which I never do on the weekends. I try not to, but I might make an exception because it looks really good.
See, I was all excited because we're doing the podcast early enough that I was going to be able to advertise the Friday night film at the Hollywood 3.
And?
It's February, 28 days. It was last Friday.
Oh!
Miss plugging near dark, so...
But I can still we can still do something. I'm gonna make a note.
Unfortunately, they haven't. It seems like it's about a week later that they post what the next month's gonna be. So I was like, damn it. So once again, I can't tell you what's gonna be the Friday night midnight show.
But I was looking in the. We've only got films for the Van City to the 21st for the same reason.
Yeah.
They haven't posted anything for the last week of the month. So.
Those crazy kids.
Those crazy kids.
Yeah.
That was good. Good show.
Excellent.
Anything else?
I'm working on a podcast, but I'm not quite there yet. But and let's
it's
just say
top secret.
It is top secret, but. The working title is Maybe Tomorrow, so you can take whatever you want from that. So,
is that actually a clue if you've watched the show?
If you've watched the show, yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's good to know, because to me, it's that doesn't mean anything.
No, no. It's the theme song.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no. I never.
All right.
No. Okay, that's too much info already. You'll have enough. To stay tuned. We will have more.
All right.
So we'll be back in a couple of weeks with the media spew. Until then, be sure to come on by atcpod.ca for updates. And be sure to follow. I have no idea where we're going to upload information for the movie marathon. Probably Instagram, because it's the easiest, or maybe Facebook. So just stay tuned. I'll decide and I'll put it in the show notes. It's probably going to be Instagram, so I'll link to it so you guys are aware.
Nice.
And follow our Facebook page. I'll make sure to cross post so you can get all of the awesome coverage. And until next time,
we'll see you after the credits. Damn you, Dale.
I know. Made.